This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Michael Brown. Britain's House of Commons voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to approve a trade deal with the European Union, the last major step in London's years-long split from the continent's 27-member governing body. Starting Friday on New Year's Day, the trade deal ensures that Britain and the EU can continue to trade goods without tariffs or quotas. That should help protect the $894 billion in annual British-EU trade and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that rely on it. But Brexit will also bring inconvenience such as the need for tourists to have insurance when traveling between the EU and Britain, and for companies to fill out millions of new customs declarations. U.S. trade officials on Wednesday said they were increasing tariffs on certain European Union products, including aircraft-related parts and wines from France and Germany, amid an ongoing civil aircraft dispute between Washington and Brussels. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, the USTR, said it was adding tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts and certain non-sparkling wines, as well as cognacs and other brandies from France and Germany. The new tariffs are the latest action in the 16-year U.S.-EU dispute over civil aviation subsidies involving European aircraft company Airbus SE and its U.S.-based rival Boeing. Representatives for the European Union could not be immediately reached for comment on the USTR action. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday the Senate would not quickly take up a House bill to boost the size of pandemic relief payments for most Americans to $2,000 from the current $600. McConnell blocked the Democratic leader's attempt Tuesday to force an immediate vote on the measure authorizing the $2,000 payments. With a new Congress due to be sworn in January 3rd, it was unclear what, if any, actions would be taken by the current Congress. Without action, the House bill will expire. On another pending piece of legislation, McConnell is urging his colleagues to override President Donald Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure, and a vote expected next week. California on Wednesday announced the nation's second confirmed case of the new and apparently more contagious variant of the coronavirus, offering a strong indication that the infection is spreading more widely here in the U.S. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the infection found in Southern California during an online conversation with Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Newsom did not elaborate about the person who was infected, giving more details. Meanwhile, officials in Colorado said the first person discovered to have the variant in the U.S. was a Colorado National Guardsman who had been sent to help out at a nursing home struggling with the outbreak. A second Guard member who also worked in the nursing home is suspected of having the variant as well. At least 26 people were killed and dozens more wounded in explosions at Yemen's Aden Airport Wednesday, shortly after a unity government flew in, with some officials blaming the attacks on Iran-backed Houthi rebels. It was not immediately clear what had caused those explosions. Yemen's internationally recognized government and southern separatists formed a power-sharing cabinet back on December 18, forging a joint front against the Houthi rebels, who have seized Sana'a and much of the country's north. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 30 Syrian soldiers were killed Wednesday in an attack by the jihadist Islamic State group on their bus in the east part of the war-torn country. The group says the attack targeted a bus carrying regime soldiers going home for leave. Two other buses, which were part of the convoy, managed to escape. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.